Random thought.
Mm-hmm.
Is it wrong to pee in the pool?
Is it wrong to pee in the pool? Possibly. Have I done it? Many times.
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yachty Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Random Thoughts, episode 17. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
And we're going to get back to this pee in the pool. And I don't mean P-O-O-L in a few. But first, man, I don't know what's happening here, but it seems like RG3, it keeps catching strays, right? Or is he putting himself right in the line of fire?
He's putting himself in the line of fire. I mean, again, football season's not going on right now. So It's a great thing for him to say something crazy that's going to get a lot of traction and People remember who he is. So I think that's what it is. But yeah, I don't think he's caught astray. This is all his doing.
Oh, this is all his. Okay. So to get everybody caught up, right? Because a lot of things that he said over in the beginning that got this whole thing rolling was he made a comment about on Angel Reese. That got Ryan Clark upset. Ryan Clark decided to, you know, respond to him. And when he goes in, because he goes in on him and the fact that RG3 has his wife in the background chair in the morning, he's like, hold up now. Don't be talking on our black queens when you and have your white Nubian princess in the background cheering you on. All right, we're spicing it up a little bit more, but that's kind of like when RG3 got upset, like, don't speak on my wife. I'm like, I ain't talking about your wife. I'm talking about you.
Yeah.
This just went back and forth to the point that Emmanuel Acho had to step in and go, hey, brothers, calm it down.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I get what Ryan Clark was doing. I don't think he should have said something about it. And who cares, right? Mm-hmm. So if he was married to a black woman and she was in the back cheering him on, then what? What'd be different?
No, then he'd be
with what
right
he said.
Yeah.
Yeah, but go right back to focus on what he said. Don't worry about who's cheering him on in the background. Focus on what came out of RG3's mouth. And I think that's what RG3 was saying. It's like, don't talk about my wife. Just talk only about me, which I think is fair. But you don't talk about someone's partners and kids and stuff like that. I think there's rules. Unspoken rules.
So we get to the rules and there's that part of it. But then here comes RG3 again. I thought this was done.
Yeah.
And, you know, I see the headline, RG3 defends Reese. And I'm like, defends? Okay, but what'd he do? And instead, he stepped in to denounce racist depictions of Angel Reese and supported her inclusion on the NBA 2K26 cover. I'm like, okay. But then it says he also claimed that people in Reese's inner circle told him she has grown to hate Caitlin Clark. I'm like, okay, did you just throw the stone and hide your hand?
Yes, he teed that up just so he can drop that last part.
Right.
Right. Because no one really cares what he thinks about Angel Reese and the whole some of the racist things and the things about NBA 2K26. No one really cares about RG3's opinion. And if you had an issue with it and you want to defend her, you say that and then you stop. But the fact that he had that, you know, I know people in her inner circle, they told me that she's grown to hate Caitlin Clark. You were just trying to find an opportunity to do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Here's another way I can finally get back on the train and see if I can skip those shots from Ryan Clark. But, you know, Angel Reese jumped in. She jumped on Twitter. I'm still going to forever call it Twitter. The hell with X. Says, lying on this app when everybody knows the first and last name of everybody in my circle for clout is nasty work. Can't say I blame her, right?
Well, I can't say I blame her either, but I think Angel Reese needs to learn to stop getting baited into these type of conversations. Let it go.
Okay, that's not easy, though, man. When people keep coming for you in that manner.
They've been coming at her since she was in high school.
Right.
So this is not new.
Right.
They came at her a lot at LSU.
Oh,
Come at her all last year in WNBA. So it's not new to her. Mm-hmm. So she can handle it. She's tough.
Yeah,
she can handle it.
No, she can handle it, but damn. I mean, and especially from RG3, because what was the thing you said that he said?
Oh, he said that if you like, because people were making a lot of comments about Angel Reese's shooting, and she misses a lot of shots. And he said that if you lock Angel Reese in a basketball gym for the weekend, by herself, she's going to leave with 10 points and 10,000 rebounds.
Now, that's nasty work by RG3, because that's just mean for no reason. Mm. Right?
Now, no. Okay, so let me ask you this.
Okay, go ahead.
If RG3 said that about Rudy Gobert, who's Rudy Gobert, he plays for, he's a center. But if he said that about him, would it be an issue? Or is it just because he's saying it about a girl, about a woman?
Here's the thing about it. And it's Angel Reese has a well-rounded game, right? She's never going to be top scorer. Here's why that triggers me, is because I remember when she's going head-to-head with Caitlin Clark, and they're like, oh, well, Caitlin scored more points than her. Yes, that's her role on the team. She's the shooter.
Right.
That's expected. Dennis Rodman, he could score too. It didn't mean that he was expected to get 30 a night. No, he'd get 30 rebounds. That was his thing. Angel Reese, yes, you can run the offense through, but she also gets it off to other people. She can make shots. She misses shots. But at the same time, she'll always pull down those rebounds. She's getting those double-doubles, those triple-doubles. That's what she does. Well-rounded. I think that's just nasty work from somebody who had half a good year in the NFL. Stop it.
Wow.
What? He was in the Big 12. Don't talk to me about the college career. That was the Big 12. They don't even play defense. They play 11 on 11. They play 7 on 7 in the Big 12. Stop.
Hold on. Good. You're getting a little spicy there. Just dial that back.
I'm going to defend Angel Reese on this one.
Oh, that's great, because Shaq used to dog Dwight Howard and talk about how weak he was. He's not as strong and talked a lot of trash about him.
Yes.
But it was fine. And I just think that that's what happens in these sporting worlds. Does it suck? Yeah, but that's what you signed up for. And I think Angel Reese is strong enough that she could handle this type of criticism and move on from it. This is not her first time in the spotlight. She's been in the spotlight since high school. So she can handle it, but you can't be this sensitive when someone says something that's, even no matter how bad it is or inaccurate it is, you got to be able to let it go. And just move on, because that'll shut RG3 up. RG3 wanted her to respond. So he's loving this.
Okay. Here's where I'm calling foul on what you just said. Don't put Dwight Howard in this conversation. Somebody who goes around with Superman, trying to take the moniker of Superman, can't be out there getting punked by Kobe that he ran off the team because he can't take the heat. He couldn't survive with Kobe on the team. So stop it.
Well, true, but Shaq dogged him live on TV all the time.
He should.
And
because he took Shaq's moniker. Shaq was a Superman in the NBA first, and you come behind him and his stomping grounds when he first got into the NBA and try to steal that? No, you're not even good enough to do that.
Yeah, he was good enough. He just didn't do it. He had all the ability.
Yeah, he did.
He had all the ability, but just didn't do it. It's like Captain Apathy. All the powers of Superman, just no desire to use them. That's Dwight Howard.
Then that means you don't have it all, because you know what you need for it? The mental. That's the other part. You can have all the skill. If you don't have the drive, it means nothing. If you don't have the mental part of it, it means nothing. And so he didn't have it. Sorry.
Yeah.
Because, look, and to your point, it is, you're in the limelight. It is going to happen. And I do agree, like, she needs to not get as irritated, especially when the reporters keep bringing up Caitlin Clark. And it gets to the point of, again, do we have to talk about her again? But when you give them that reaction, you know what they're going to do. They're going to keep coming with that question.
Right.
Refuse it and move on, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Man, but okay. Question on this stuff, because I got to ask this. And I think you kind of brought it up in the beginning. Is it because she was, because Angel Reese is black, right? And I think brought it up because the same thing, because RG3's wife is white. Race kind of seemed to force its way into this conversation. Is it fair that race is in this conversation? Because again, that's what Ryan Clark said about RG3's wife.
Yeah.
And him and RG3 talking on a black woman. Is that what the issue was? If he was talking about buckets, would that be a problem?
RG3 didn't say anything about Angel Reese being black. Mm. He just gave his opinion about her skill set and abilities, and he talks trash about that. He didn't say anything about her being black. Ryan Clark is the one that brought up the race of RG3's wife, and you can't say that on black women. I'm like, I think you can say that on any athlete, entertainer that's out there in the public eye. You can say whatever you want. Mm-hmm. And that's just how it is. You can say whatever you want. Now you got to deal with the consequences of some things that you say. That's how you get popped in the mouth. But you can say whatever you want. So you can't. Brian Clark is the one that I thought brought the race part into it. RG3 didn't.
Right. And then RG3 just threw himself back in there, right, just recently by compliment, followed by the jab that he wanted to throw all along. All right, yeah. Got you. I see.
And it's dumb because I'm okay. So let's just say Angel Reese does hate Caitlin Clark. Who cares? Right? I mean, is that the only time we've seen athletes from different teams hate each other?
It's a rivalry. It's gonna be, and you need that. What they brought, I put it like this: when they were going head to head in college, I watched women's basketball and didn't watch the men's tournament at all.
Yeah.
So that's you need that. It's healthy, and it's not like they hate each other, but on the court, they're both warriors. And stop. It's almost like I think the media tries to make Caitlin Clark out to be the angel, and it's like, she'll tell you, no, please don't. Right. She's a dog on the court.
Yeah.
And she'll talk trash with the most of them. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. So, but yeah. Both of them can ball. Both of them could stomp you and me by themselves.
Oh, that was easy. Sitting down.
they're both talented, but I think you just got to be able to let that stuff go. And, you know, Ryan Clark and RG3 don't like each other. There's a lot of history there. We get it.
Yeah.
But I say let this one go.
Well, something we can't let go is, this popped across my timeline. I saw it on a neighborhood talk that I had to go to Shiggy's show to see if he actually did post this. And of course he did, because neighborhood talk doesn't lie, right?
First thing when they're in that pool is take a piss. I don't wait no time. Sooner than hit the water, I'm taking a leak.
First of all, TMI.
Yeah. Yeah. Why? Why say anything about that?
You know why? So that we were here talking about it right now, right?
But who is that guy, by the way?
Shiggy. So Shiggy got a lot of social media fame off dancing on IG, right? So he's okay. That's where he's gotten his fame and his following, especially through the pandemic and stuff like that. But yeah.
Got it.
Shiggy show. But the question that comes up, because you would say, oh, why would you do that? But, and you've already admitted, have you ever peed in the pool?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have.
Okay. I'm sure if we just did a poll on it, right? And comment below if you have, or if you're like, no, I'd never do that. I will get out of the pool and go to the restroom, that sure. Nasty, you know, community restroom, and, you know, squat to do it. Or, oh, fellas, it's easier for you, but still, that bathroom is nasty. Which, do you pee in the pool or nah? All right? Because it's really a couple things. Like, yes, chlorine got that. Yeah, maybe when I was little, because that's another one where people have done it when they were smaller and don't do it anymore. Some people just never. That's nasty, right?
Right.
And it's in their mind. You have, I have, and I have absolutely no problem peeing in the pool. If it's me peeing in the pool. It's selfish, but I don't want anybody else peeing in the pool.
Look, I'm a realist. There's a bunch of people peeing in the pool.
Yeah.
Just don't pee right next to me.
Mm-hmm.
Or if we're playing a little game where you put the girl on your shoulders and like she can't pee on the back of my neck, that's going to bother me. That's going to be an issue. That's going to be an issue.
Like, get but off my shoulders, R. Kelly. Yeah.
But I just think that's people do it all the time. And the way to catch that, because there's those pools that you can put a chemical in there mm-hmm. that if you do pee in the pool, that turns the water a certain color right around you.
So should they tell you if that chemical is in the pool or not?
Well, you just want to know how many nasty ninjas you have in your group.
No, because I told you I have no problem. Look, if I'm standing on the outside of the pool, I'm like, ooh, I got to pee right now. Dude, I'm diving in and letting it out, but I need to know. Because if not, then I'm going to have to walk my ass to the to that community restroom if not, right? So
yeah.
Should they tell us if they put that that chemical in the pool?
I think put some signs up.
Yeah.
And say, you know, there's a lot of different signs you can put up. I remember my neighbors, they went with their pool. They had a sign that says, we don't swim in your toilet, so please don't pee in our pool. Mm. I love that sign. I thought it was cool.
Oh, okay. if they have that sign up and they have the chemical in their pool, I get it. Mm-hmm. Because they'll say, please, hey, they've asked nicely.
Well, and it was an above the ground pool. It's a little bit different.
Oh, definitely way different, yeah. I don't even call those pools. I call those elevated bathtubs.
Yeah, it's a little bit different.
Oh, well, you gotta said that.
So I don't know how much chlorine was really in that water in the above ground pool, but underground pools, I feel a little bit more comfortable.
No chlorine in the above ground? Jeez.
Right. Just throw some Dawn in there and just wish it around.
He'll clean it up. Nah, I'm not. You gonna get it? Nah. So, okay, knowing what you just said, right? Before we get off of this, and, you know, we'll get off the urinal subject here, the community urinal subject. Knowing what you know, you said you're a realist.
Mm-hmm.
So does that mean that if you get in the pool, you never go under?
No, I would go under.
I mean, because if you're thinking there's pee everywhere, that means you're getting
it's,
pee
it's in there.
Here,
it doesn't it matter.
You're getting
there.
It in your mouth.
It's in there. It doesn't matter. It's
up
in there.
Your nose.
It's on your skin. It's on your pores. It's in there. It doesn't matter.
So basically, every time we go to a pool, we're just getting a golden shower.
Somebody's peeing in that pool.
Or is it a green shower, an emerald shower, because yellow and blue make green?
Yeah, it's well, and everybody's pee is not yellow. So that's how you can get away with peeing in the pool. When it's not yellow, no one's going to see it.
Yeah, if you're drinking enough water, you'll be fine.
Exactly. Water, just drink some beers.
I'm just adding to the water levels. As if people are splashing it out, I'm putting more in.
Balance out the ecosystem.
Hey, appreciate you guys hanging out with us. Do us a favor, whether you are watching this first as part of one of the regulars, and thank you for your membership. We do appreciate it. Remember, if you're not a member, not one of the regulars, you can become one as well for just under $3 a month. We appreciate you supporting the channel. But everybody, whether you're watching it first, watching it later, hit that like button. We do appreciate that too, okay? And if you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications. I saw this story, again, scrolling through, you know, social media is where everything is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was at a Kansas City Popeyes.
Mm.
A customer's wife was complimented by an employee who told us she was beautiful after she placed an order. Harmless or nah?
So far, harmless.
Well, not according to the husband, because the husband was upset. And if I play this, we'll be beeping a lot of it. So we'll do the edited version of the thing. So he says, don't call my wife beautiful. Why would you say that? And the guy was just like, hey, I said you're looking so good. Is that, is this an overreaction from the husband here?
I think so. Like, why is he so insecure? Like, what does he do for a living that he's threatened by this Popeyes cashier that complimented his wife? Mm-hmm. I don't understand.
You know, it's interesting because somebody's off to the side filming it, and the guy's like, make sure you record this. And he's going off, and I'm just like, I wish he would have recorded it earlier. Not that he would have known to do it. That would have been kind of creepy. I want to know.
babe, go order. Go order. I got this.
Well, and it wasn't even the husband that was recording. It was somebody else, right? But because some people are calling the husband overprotective, calling the response insecure and dramatic, and saying that it was just a harmless compliment, right? But was it? Do we know exactly what that man said? And does it matter how he said it? Did he say, oh my God, you are beautiful? Or did he say, Jesus, you are beautiful? Man, and I'd like some dirty rice. Yes, a beautiful woman like you needs some dirty rice. Oh, and can I have a biscuit? Oh, I'll give you two biscuits, beautiful. And over the top. Does that make a difference?
I mean, if he was like, yeah, you want some dirty rice? I bet you do want dirty rice. Who's a dirty girl? If he was doing that, yeah. I just really don't see a big deal. The guy said that I said you're looking so good. Mm-hmm. That's what he's saying he said. But again, why is this guy so threatened? It wouldn't bother me if I'm with my girlfriend and you know, we're not gonna go to Popeyes, but we go to Popeyes. She will not. We're not going to Popeyes. That's not date night. But if I'm at a Popeyes and they like compliment, you know, her, I'm just like, great. I look at it as you're complimenting my taste, right? If you get a nice brand new luxury car, a lot of people go to walk, wow, Yanni, that's a nice car. What are you doing talking about my car? It's just, hey, just complimenting it.
It's my car, damn it.
So that's what happens. You got a beautiful woman. If you don't like people kind of saying, you know, flirty things to your wife, well, then find an ugly woman and be happy with that. But if you date a beautiful woman, I'm sorry. And like women do it all the time. So if it was a female cashier that looked at the husband, was like, oh, wow, you're looking really handsome today. What can I get you? Welcome to Popeyes. Would his wife flip her lid and be upset about that?
Okay. If we go by what the employee said, he said, I said you're looking so good. Okay. And the way he said it, the way he said it to the husband, I'm sure it's not the way he said it to the woman. Right? You're looking so good.
You looking so good.
Or did he say, you're looking so good.
I'm about to grab one of these biscuits and sop you up.
See? Does that make a difference?
That is totally different. That is totally different. If he said what I said, that's different.
Okay.
But
the husband, I think, crossed the line. And you tell me if he did or not. Because he goes, this is not India. It's never okay to talk to a woman you don't know about her looks. I'm like, wait a minute.
You can do that in India? Where did that come from? I'm like, so India, that's allowed.
That's what I'm trying to understand. Is this cultural why he's going that route?
Well, I can't say it's cultural because I don't know. I don't know his culture. But what I can say is when you come to America, you're going to have to dial some of that back because they might not understand that. They might not know anything about India's culture and what you can and can't say to women. They might not have no clue. So you can't assume that they would. But again, why get so upset? The way that he was in his video,
yes.
Why get so upset? Like, do you feel threatened that this Popeyes cashier is going to steal your girl?
It's anything's possible. Because here's the thing about this. You talk about how upset he got. He was insisting, and show the footage to the manager. Make sure you show the manager. When the manager comes in, you show him. Are you trying to get these guys fired because they said your woman looked good?
Right, because the manager's going to be like, let me look at the camera. Oh, damn, she is fine.
Let me see if I could call them up and have them come back in. Yeah. Bring your wife with you, sir.
Rewind, play.
I need her to come in for further questioning.
I need to get a statement from your wife, please.
Well, of course, you know, when somebody walks off saying I'm a very nice person, as we've seen on Married at First Sight, they're probably not a nice person. And,
no.
I mean, we don't know. Maybe that man and his woman got into an argument before. Maybe she's been flirting and he's just like, damn it, every night I got to go prove my love. Every time I come to Popeyes, I got to prove my love.
To Popeyes cashier? And I'm not knocking people who work at Popeyes.
Yes, you are, because you keep bringing that up.
No, I did 7 years in fast food at Sonic. Mm-hmm. So I totally get it. But my point is, if I'm with my person, I'm not threatened that this cashier is going to take my girl. Now, if me and my girl are out in Houston and one of the Rockets players is like, damn, girl, you fine. Mm-hmm. I'm having a problem with that because I can't compete with this millionaire athlete. Now this is a threat to my really. Relationship. But the Popeyes cashier, I don't feel a threat at all.
Actually, the NBA player is not a threat. That's just a couple hours. Hey, you can have it back.
Threat. Like I said, not taking her back.
So are you having a problem with her or are you having a problem with him?
Oh, I'd have the problem with him. Because I'd be like, hey, she's with me. What are you doing? Don't be disrespectful.
And he go,
trying to holler at my girl.
Who are you talking to?
Yeah, I'm like, I'm talking to you. Yeah. Like, I'll sweep the ankle, make you miss a few games.
If it's one thing we can say about this husband in this moment, because we've seen people direct their anger, because he was angry. Now, we can say he shouldn't have been angry. We can say that was an overreaction. We can say all of that. But you have to include that this man at least directed the anger in the right place and did not turn to his wife and say, and that's why I told you, don't come outside looking so damn good. He didn't do that to her. Instead, he addressed the person that, you know, because sometimes people don't.
I think it's an overreaction on his part. And I wonder what would have been different if it was a female cashier that complimented him and his looks. Would that be disrespectful? Or is that allowed in India culture? You can say what you want about men, but you can't talk about women.
That's an interesting flip, because if it was, and does she pop off on him that way? But again,
right.
We don't know what was happening in the car before. Before they walked in, it could have been an argument. And that's maybe that man really is a nice person.
We're going to go in here. We're going to get some chicken, some red beans and rice. And we're going to go home, and you're going to shut the hell up. Tired of hearing your mouth.
Moral of the story, compliments don't hit the same when you're insecure, right? Oh, man. Hey, so look, we're going to be off for a week because going to head down to South CAC for Charleston Caribbean Jerk Festival. That's going to be Saturday. So we're going to be out of pocket for a week, but then we'll be back with a vengeance, back with another Random Thoughts. And I know we have some shows coming back soon, too, right?
I think Ready to Love, doesn't it come out this weekend that we're in Charleston?
Probably.
I think it's this weekend, that this Friday. So we'll have Ready to Love. Mm-hmm. When we get back, we got to watch that. And
you got to learn everybody's name all over again. It took forever to learn them the first time, and now we got to learn them all over again. Who?
Yeah.
Look, I just, okay, if you have not even if you've finished editing, go back and make sure every time you put somebody up on the screen, you put their name up, because nobody remembers these people since you took a 42-month break, okay? This is like a whole new season for us. Don't ever do this again.
I'm going to have to go back through my notes, because I have when I take my notes for that show, I put everybody's bios and stuff at the top, and then I just add on. Mm-hmm. Episode by episode. Then when someone gets eliminated, actually, I don't take them off because I just know they may come back up again or at the reunion. Right. So I'm going to have to go look at my notes to see who's who in the zoo so I can get ready for this.
I tell you what, you do that. I'm going to go, well, let's just see what happens. We'll play that game. How about that? Let's see. You have your 6 pages of notes. I'll have my 6 lines.
There you go. Fine.
Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at the RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit on the internet, and we'll try to talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.